The John Age Project.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. I'm your host, John Age. Thanks for being with us today on the program. We got a great show for you coming up. We got badass Uncle Sam back with us today. Please check out AnomicAge.com. Share the links, friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. This only occurred to me when I talked to one of the folks that likes this show and one of the folks that supports this show. We'll just call him Mike. And he said he didn't even know that there was an information breakdown segment because he just gets the podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, whatever you want to call it, version of the show, which is just the weekly show with the guests. So I want to make sure people know this. So if you're listening to this show and you're just listening to the guests version, check out AnomicAge.com because there's a whole section of information breakdown segments that's just me. Little short 20-minute segments of the show, which I put out at least once, if not three times a week. That's just me discussing a lot of different stuff. So you can definitely go to AnomicAge.com and find those information breakdown segments too. They're not available on iTunes, but they are available on most of the social media platforms. Brighteon. Not very much on YouTube anymore. They'll kick me off. I got one strike left. But they're on Brighteon. They're on Rumble. They're on BitChute and the like. So check that out. Also, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. My app is still not back up on Google. They're still playing their little games with me. So, Google app, not so much. But maybe it'll be back up. Maybe it won't. I don't know. So if you're on the Droid platform and you've not already downloaded it, I don't know what to say. Some of their policies have changed, I guess. They're at the global overlords at Google, so they will not allow you to have a Patreon nor PayPal link on your app. Even though I pay for the app, and it's free, and I have to pay for it to exist on their stinking platform. Nevertheless, hold on to your hats. We'll be joined by our guest in just a mere matter of moments. Stick around. I'm very happy to welcome badass Uncle Sam back into the Anomic Age. Sam is an activist researcher with a background in sales and art. His tireless pursuit of the truth has led him to publish thousands of videos and research people around the world, proving that one man can make a difference. You can find him on the streets of Louisiana. So if you're all interested, he is out there. You can actually visit Uncle Sam in person as well as follow his work online. He's at band.video as well as badassunclesam.com. Thank you so much, Sam, for being with us, man. I'm excited.
Oh, man. It's my privilege and pleasure there, John.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk to everybody out there because we got to get together on this thing because it is indeed quite a handbasket we find ourselves in. I mean, after that last speech there by Biden the other day, we are at war. I mean, it's not turned into a complete hot war yet. It'll certainly do until the hot war gets here because he all but declared war at anybody who won't take the vaccine. I mean, I was talking about it. He kind of gave you all the stuff. He was the good cop and the bad cop. And, you know, we've been nice and nobody's going to follow this stuff. So now we're going to have to get tough and we're going to have to starve you out, just like Mao, Stalin, and the usual suspect dictators did over time.
Indeed. But we've been at war before he even declared that. I mean, who's been shedding the blood here?
Yeah.
I mean, can we go to Ashley Babbitt? Okay. You see, they're even trying to get us with this. This is happening more and more now with these interruptions, even phone calls and everything else. And I would not be surprised at all that, you know, the powers that be are interfering with this. I mean, pretty soon I expect a complete communication blackout.
Yeah, they've been doing this more and more on my end, and I haven't even gotten into this on the show, but I was sending one of my family members something, and they sent something back to two other people in the family, and I looked at my phone, saw it, and then I ran to go do something, looked back, and it was gone. I thought I was losing my mind, and then it showed up on my computer because they're linked up, and I was like, oh, that's what I thought I was seeing, but it magically got erased from my phone.
Yeah, it happened to me twice. Deacon called me twice, and never my phone never rang, and then finally in the third try, it got through. As I said, I don't know. Is it a glitch, or is it, you know, those guys messing with us? Who knows? It's just one of these things that we have to deal with. But again, I don't suspect it's going to get any easier. And I do suspect that we will see a media blackout. I mean, they're already censoring us like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just watched, was watching on Alex Jones' show there, the Ramirez, this gentleman Ramirez, whose son died of the vaccine shot, the young kid, boom, his heart explodes. And the same, he couldn't eat back. He went on, it was a YouTube, a Twitter to talk about it. Yeah. And boom, they take him off. Sorry, you can't talk about your son dying. That's a no-no. So, you know, we had, or they had, like, even this whole Zoom thing, what's it on? A cloud? Yeah, China. Microsoft, yeah, it's China. So, you know, who's to say they aren't picking up on keywords that we're talking about and, you know, making it difficult as far as to communicate. Of course, they're archived and all of this stuff, too. So if and when they ever do completely take over, it's like, oh, yeah, they, at our, you know, Kafkaian trial, they can go, yeah, you said this,
mm-hmm.
and take us away. Yeah. That's it. I mean, the war has already started. We didn't need Joe Biden to announce it, although thankfully he did, because it certainly woke up a lot of people. I mean, there are people even now that were, you know, just sitting on the fence, didn't care. I know people that are vaccinated that are pissed at this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, it should be the choice. You shouldn't have to be into it. But my biggest fear, as I was getting back into it, is it too late? Because we're at a point now where already a minimum of a third, if not more, but maybe half or more. Because everybody that's been vaccinated has got a time bomb ticking in them.
Yeah, they pretty much just flipped that egg timer on its end, and they got sand running through that hourglass right now.
Yeah, and when you lose a third or more of your populace in a short period of time, there's no way that society holds together. It just doesn't happen. It breaks into chaos. Supply lines break down. The services break down, everything breaks down, because a good many of those people are the people that keep things running. And, so no matter what happens, we're heading into a dark age. And I mean, there's a lot of people not going to make it. I'm sorry. When I always look at it, so when you look at the Great Depression, when 90% of this country was agrarian and could grow their own food, still 7 million people died from starvation-related diseases.
Yeah, there's an old science fiction. It's a book, I think, from the 20s called The Machine Stops.
Yeah.
And it's basically just that. The machine stops. And that's what we're looking at. I mean, there's think about the people that make the donuts, so to speak. I mean, the people that keep those nuclear power plants from blowing up, the people that keep the buses on the road and all that. Imagine the swaths of population dead. I mean, that's what we're going to see. The machine's going to stop.
Yeah. And what happens if, you know, I think, let's say we have 428 nuclear plants in this country, got 5,000 people approximately that know how to keep them in check. So let's say a quarter of them disappear. We're going to have 100 Fukushimas on our hand?
Yeah. No food's going to be coming to you. The cavalry's not
going to be the last thing you're going to worry about. I'm sorry. You know. So what are we looking at here? What's going to stop it? And, you know, I mean, that's why more people turn it to God right now, because there's no other answer when you look at it. Well, does man even have a solution for this? I mean, we put ourselves in so much peril and so much danger. It's like, that's why people are going, I haven't got an answer. God help me. And so you see an explosion of people turning towards the church, Christianity, you know, which is a great thing. Great. As a matter of fact, in the papers that we have drawn up, this legal brief that we've drawn up, it starts out with the preamble of it. It's about how Reverend Wise, at the beginning of this, long before the Constitution was ever written, a lot of his words were taken and put into the Constitution about how this country was indeed, you know, a process of the Christian faith of putting us in, you know, that this was a, giving the people the power is what Christ wanted. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's there. We have that. And if we can, all we can do is fight, even if it's a losing game. Even if we know that at the end what the score is going to be and we lose, you still don't give up, because we really don't know at the end who writes the script. If it's God writing the script, we win. And if we give up, and we got two choices here, basically. We got fight or flight. If we fight, we have a chance of winning. If we give up, there's no chance at all. So that's it. We either die on our feet or, you know, be enslaved on our knees. And that's no choice at all. We got a choice, and that's fight. That's all we can do. So the solutions are, how do we fight back? We have to confront. And I find, and I've, you know, I found this in my street activism when I'm out there. One old fart out there on the street in his liberal cesspool. And I have backed down groups of leftist maniacs run from me. And I'm, you know, I find myself chasing them down the street. I'm going, what am I doing? But you find out when you confront them with the truth and have no fear, they wilt. Yeah. They back down. So going to them with the laws that they're breaking and saying, this is what you're doing, putting them on notice, and saying, then saying, if you do not stop and start complying to these laws and give us back our freedom, you will be held accountable. I guarantee they will. It's already happening. Sean and Audra have already confronted the San Diego board, the county board out there. And the video that they're going to send, which I will be putting up, of them confronting the board member and then seeing the crowd erupt behind them and then watching the guy's face after he's going, oh my God, wait a second, I was in control here a second ago. Yeah. And this little lady stands up and goes, this isn't about you. It isn't about the money you want to collect from us. This is about us and liberty, and you're breaking the laws, and you have to stop doing it. And then the crowd going, yay! You know, yeah. I mean, it's like, wow.
I mean, that's the thing. They're actually counting on us doing nothing. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And a good friend of mine who's actually, this is last day on the job. He works at a local hospital, but he's quitting because they're mandating this mess, and everybody else just about, you know, they're going, why are you doing it? You should just take the shot because you don't want to lose your job and your house. And he defined this pretty succinctly. He said, no, because at some point you've got to stand up for something. And just like you said, every time he says that, he says the people just wilt. They don't have anything to say because they know they're not standing up for Jack.
Right. He should not quit, though. He should let them fire him.
Yeah.
Because if they fire him, he's got a legal case. If you quit, you quit. So he shouldn't quit. He should go to work, and this has already happened. This has already been proven to work. It was in a, what is it? I don't know. Another hospital in another state.
Where to tell him that.
A group of nurses were not going to take the jab, showed up for work. They couldn't clock in, but they went to their station. Security guard comes along and says, you got to leave. This is all we fired. And you can see them like trying to work around the word, mm-hmm. you got to leave because you're not complying. Are we fired?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been asked to tell you to leave. Are we fired? Mm-hmm. And finally they had to come out and use the word fired. Bingo. Thank you very much. So now they have a case.
Nice.
So you have to push that. You don't quit. Have them fire you. That way because when they fire you, they have to prove the reason why. And the reason why is illegal. You cannot fire somebody because of noncompliance to something that's a Nuremberg code. Mm-hmm. You can't force somebody to take something under coercion. That is an experimental drug. That is a crime against humanity, punishable by death.
That's right.
So these are the things that, we have to educate people on. See, we have the law on our side. It says nobody's enforcing it. So where does it go back to? We the people.
That's it.
So we have to be the ones that enforce the laws. Because, again, in the Constitution, everything in that Constitution gives us our power. It's we. It's not we the police. It's not we the board or the councilman or the mayor. No, it's us. But we have to stand up. And once you stand up and you can see them back down, the courage builds. But you have to take that first step. And it is in numbers, and we are gaining the numbers. Because, again, once Biden declared that, even before that, as I said, the numbers were increasing. Because when they push in these mandates, and even here in this liberal cesspool, I go out, I'm seeing less and less people wear the masks, even though they got the mask mandate on. So people can't ask. Not doing it, screw it. What are you going to do? How many minions have you got that can go out there and try to arrest all of us? What are you going to do? And they can't arrest you for it anyway. Okay. Across the street from where I set up is the open air French market, right? Open air market. They had the mask mandate going on. You had to wear the mask. So I was in there without my mask and I came up and I said, you're going to put some mask in. This is no. I said, well, you're going to ask you to leave. I said, no, call the police. I'm not leaving. So the police come out. I says, what are you going to summons me for? What are you going to ticket me for? Trespassing. I says, what about the not, wearing a mask? What about the mandate? I have to get the code for that. All right, show me the code. I got it here on my phone. Oh, you do? Okay, show me. You have to leave. No, show me the code. There's no code.
Exactly.
They can't. So, again, there's no code. If they try to fine you for it, that is Section 18, Code 241, 242, U.S. Constitution, deprivation of rights under color of law. The cop was breaking the law. I looked at him and I said, look, you're the one breaking the law right now. Why don't you go find someone who committed a real crime? Get out of my face. I'm here to buy some cinnamon covered peanuts. Get out of here. And once you confront them like that, they know they're breaking the law. They can't do anything about it. And I put my hands out. I said, go ahead, arrest me. Go ahead, please. I want to go to court on this. I want to take this court. Are you familiar with the guy up in Alberta? What he did? You heard about that case? Yeah, Richard. Anyways, guy was fined $1,200 for, you know, not complying. Mm-hmm. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to go to court on this, and I want to summon the Canadian health minister. All hell breaks loose. Oh, they tried everything in the book, try to stop this guy from, you know, going to court. He wouldn't do it. Even the queen got involved trying to stop this kid, right? You know about it, right?
Yeah, they wanted to, they wouldn't show him the COVID.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
They couldn't show him the COVID. So they got it on record in court that there is no SARS to COVID that even exists.
Yeah, the great CDC, our God, can't produce it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, with all this insurmountable evidence, all the great doctors, I mean, my God, how many doctors have come out? I mean, the guy that was the vice president of Pfizer, no, don't take this. The guy that made the vaccine says, no, you don't want to put this in people. I mean, I've interviewed 5 people out there on the street, chemists and scientists that are making this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I asked all 5 of them, are you going to take it? Oh, no. Oh, but you'll make it for other people? Thank you very much, bastard. So if the people that are making it won't take it, and when I asked them why, he says, well, I'm going to do a lot of, you know, scientific jumbo, mumbo jumbo here. There are elements in these vaccines you never want in your body. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for putting that on video. See you later.
The same reason that people that make Decon aren't taking the rat poison. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's obvious here.
Yeah. And you said it's beyond crazy. It's insanity. And then we have a lot of people that say, my God almighty, I don't know how people get into this phase. I mean,
That I know that are sick with this mess are the idiots that took the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
There's people all around me that I know that, we got COVID now. I'm thinking, didn't you take that magic vaccine that was supposed to get things back to normal?
I personally know more people that have died from the vaccine than died from COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that died directly from COVID. I mean, you know, they had comorbidities. I know people have died, but they had comorbidities of old, obese, you name it, that they had cancer, blah, 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 blah. But just died from the COVID. No, but I do know a lot of people that have died directly from the vaccine. You know, a good friend of mine the other day came up. He says, this is a good friend of his up in New York who was originally against the vaccine. That said, it's another thing about this. It's the peer pressure. The amount of propaganda and peer pressure. This guy eventually got hounded in. 37 years old, perfect health, took the vaccine, died that day. His heart exploded, died that day. So, I mean, and the numbers, and of course, if you really want to get some good empirical evidence on this, I've talked to several 911 dispatchers. Mm. Oh, one that always sticks in my mind is this one from Philly. Every day she goes in, 20 calls a day. People just got the jab, paralyzed, her family member's dead. 20 a day. One dispatcher. Extrapolate that out.
Yeah, in one city.
Yeah. That's thousands upon thousands of people. Now, they used to stop a vaccine, if 2, 3, 4 people died, they take it off the market. The VARS site, the government site, is already, the last I checked, had like 15,000 plus people died from the vaccine that they admit to. We know it's way higher.
Of course.
And yet, they want to push this in people that have already gotten COVID. If you look, driving crazy, then you talk about insane. As I talk to people out there, had the COVID, got the vaccine, still wearing the mask.
And the peer pressure thing, I've talked about that so much, it's just almost nauseating. I keep bringing it up, but and there was a guy I've known since I was born, basically. He was an older guy for sure, and he died a month or so back, and it was the same thing. His wife, I can't even imagine having to live with this, but his wife pressured him into taking the first one. He got super sick, ended up in the hospital, and the same thing, the peer pressure, even loved ones. That's what's so insidious about it. His loved ones are pressuring these people into this mess sometimes. His wife pressured him into getting the second one. He was in hospice the next week, dead.
How would you feel if you're a parent?
Yeah.
And you've killed your child?
I saw that Ramirez interview you talked about. It was tough just watching that because you could see the pain this gentleman was in. It was just horrible.
Yeah. And I mean, the hardest thing I have to do when I'm out on the street now is talk to people that have been vaxxed.
Yeah.
Taking the jab. And a lot of them are nice people. They're good people. But I mean, we're running into a lot of people in the medical. When this first started out, the majority of the medical people I'd speak to out there saying, I'm not taking it. Nope, not. Forget it. Ain't going to happen. Yeah. But as time went on, a lot of them fell to the peer pressure or, you know, I got to keep my job thing and took the jab. And it's like, oh, my God. Well, I mean, what? What is the price of your life? You know, I was like, okay. Well, I want you to travel. Yeah, you're going to be traveling very far.
Yeah, it's going to be a real short 6-foot drive.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like, what are you thinking, folks? I don't know. It's just years of propaganda, years of indoctrination that. We have a good segment of the population now that, boy, trust the science. But it's not even science, man. No. It's, you know, it's just pure propaganda. It's like, have you never listened? And of course they haven't. But have you never listened to the globalist? Have you never listened to Agenda 2030? Do you not know about Klaus Schwab? Do you not, have you never listened to Bill Gates at a TED conference? I mean, these people want you dead. And of course, the thing that cracks me up even the most is like when a politician looks at you and says, you're non-essential. Here, take this. What is it? What are they actually saying to you? You're not essential. Take this. We don't need you anymore. Shoot this experimental drug that's going to kill you. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I can't think of the quote. I know you've mentioned it on your show several times where they tell you they want you dead. I know you're going, which one? Because they all have said this so many times.
Yeah.
But they tell you that.
Yeah, you're not essential. Take this experimental drug. What? You would think that would wake people up. Wait a second. Wait, you want me to do what? I'm not essential. One, that's an insult. Some might say I was non-essential. Of course, the irony is a politician calling us non-essential.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then they're calling us non-essential. I was waiting for people to rise up then and saying, you just said what? You called me what?
Yeah, you got these people that are so hyperbolic over these weird words. You called me the wrong word, the wrong pronoun. Like, hey, they just told you were non-essential. Have you never heard of eugenics? They said you were worthless. You were less than a human is what they just said.
Right. You know, that Yang brought it up, that AI robotic technology is taking everybody's job. So what do they think they're going to do? I mean, I always bring up the fact, it was about 4 years ago, I spoke to a Harvard professor out there on the street in economics. And I asked him, what is AI robotic technology going to do to the people that are walking on the street around us here right now? Mm-hmm. He says, well, about 10 years, 50% of them will be out of work. I says, what are we going to do with all these out of work people? And he looked at me and said, in the past, we've killed you.
Bingo.
Now, Harvard sent me all kinds of threatening emails and stuff. Take that down, take that down. I said, nah, I didn't force them to say that. They went, actually, YouTube, they went and, obviously, they told YouTube to take it down. They took it down. This is before even they started censoring real bad, and they took it down. And that's it. They don't need us anymore. We are obsolete. So, I mean, all of these things, you know, to you and to me, this is obvious what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it drives us crazy that we, you know, other people can't see the obvious. Did you just hear that? Did you not see? Did you not read this? I mean, I try to show people the documentation when I'm out there on the street. And they'll look at, you know, the clipboard I'll have of stuff I've taken. Oh, that's just stuff you got off of the computer on the internet and you printed out. Well, yeah. And?
It's called transcripts of what they said.
Yeah, I know. What am I supposed to, like, call them up and have them come out there and tell you in person? I mean, what more do you need to go ahead? But, you know, then it always goes back to the, you know, the old Mark Twain quote, it's easier to fool people than convince them they've been fooled.
Yeah.
And so after a person gets the shot, that's it. They've pretty much, I've had a few people come out there that have gotten the jab and say, I regret doing it. I feel horrible. I don't have the energy I had. I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they ask me, well, how, is there any way to get rid of this? And I've been looking into that. There seems to be some methods of reducing the effects of it. I don't know if you can totally get it out. I'm not a doctor. I can't speak to that. But there are doctors out there that say, you know, that are giving ways you can cleanse your body of this. So I just tell people to go check those things out and see if they work. Hopefully they do. But if you're gotten a second jab or you're taking boosters, I don't think there's anything left. I don't think there's anything left. Those people are.
Yeah, I was telling somebody this the other day, and it was kind of ironic, I guess, because the main culprit here is these prions, this prion disease. And you can look at the similarities between bovine spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow, and what's called transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. And I was kind of talking to somebody about this because I said, you know, this is kind of ironic because I used to really read a lot about this and research this and teach this in a class. And even like 10 years ago when I was talking about this, I was going, man, there sure is a lot of money poured into this. There's a lot of articles on this. I wonder why this sort of obscure topic is getting all this funding and research. And coincidental, now we perhaps see why, because that's what the heck's going on. People are getting these.
Just a coincidence. Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence, isn't it? Because back then, nobody even knew what the heck I was talking about. This was some obscure mad cow thing, and oh, this cannibalistic culture in the South Pacific develops tremors and what's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. And now we got those same manifestations in the populace. Everybody's getting these same dementia, tremors, shakes, all this sort of stuff. But it's coincidental, I tell you.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, if you study the history of this, if you go back and look at it, of course, basically right after World War II is when the elitists, you know, projected out. Well, sometimes around the year 2020, the world will be so overpopulated it would collapse. So that's when they started formulating all of these plans to go ahead and cull the population. And they've tried different methods out, but certainly the one that they are sticking to is the release of viruses. And they've been doing a lot of work. I mean, they've been attacking us in every way possible. Mm-hmm. The water we drink, the food we eat, stuff they put in the air. It's almost like they're trying to terraform the planet for some reptilian, you know.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I know, really. It's, you know. So, you know, I guess that's a tip of the hat to David Icke there. But you got to figure it ain't human. You know, whatever they're doing, I mean, And then they do have the underground cities. I mean, I've talked to truckers that have driven from Denver to Maine completely underground that have passed, farms and cities and everything else down there. And they used to have YouTube videos of it. I mean, they might have taken them. I haven't checked in a while, where truckers that have the, you know, the dash cam on of them going into these tunnels and driving for miles, going along, and then you'd see, New Jersey this way and that way, and you, miles just keep on going under, having these underground tunnels going on, underground cities. So they built this for themselves. So you wonder why did they really spend $900 for a hammer? No, yeah. That number went underground. So it's a big club. We're in it. Thank you, George Carlin. And so if you know the stuff that we know, if you've done the research, if you look into it, you read the books, you listen to what they, because they love to brag about what they're doing to us. And then you realize that, man, they weren't joking. This isn't a joke. This is for real. They want us dead. And, they want to create this Elysium world of, having a few hundred thousand of us running around that they could, play with and make slaves out of and, torture. And then have the drones and the robots and everything doing all the work. That's what they're, and then, of course, they, when you look at the Ray Kurzweils, who want to, meld with machines and become Borg-like people and live forever. That's what they're shooting for. It all sounds like science fiction. It is real. And the fact that they are now in the kill process of it is waking a lot of people up. And, again, it's always a time factor. I mean, how long have you been in activism? You got into it. Why? Because you saw it way back when and you wanted people to rise up way back when.
Yeah.
I got into it way back when. I said, well, now's when we need to rise up. We can stop it. Even Alex Jones says, I've been trying for years. We failed. We're still here. But, time's out of essence. So, again, we get back into it. What are the, all we can look at now is what is the casualty count going to be?
Mm-hmm. I think they're creating what they said was going on all along. When there's all this mess first started a year and a half ago, these dead bodies in the streets and they're overwhelmed in hospitals. Yeah, I think they did the predictive programming script on us in a way. They're like, oh, yeah, it's like that. And then everybody went, no, it's not. That's what's coming in about 2 years, 6 months, I think. That's what we're going to see.
Yeah. As the people start succumbing to the jab, already this second wave, this Delta meme, it's the jab. Thank you very much. So as more people start succumbing, obviously you're going to blame the unvaccinated. Oh, it's not vaccinated, which again doesn't make any sense. None of this way. It's like, all right, wait a second. If you've got the vaccine, what are you worried about? And of course, that's the first obvious thing that should come to anybody's, if I'm vaxxed, I'm covered. Why should I worry about someone that's not vaxxed? But no, they got
divide and conquer. I swear they just keep following the same playbook. It's those filthy Jews, I tell you. They're the ones. It's those slaves. Oh, it's those Native Americans. Oh, it's the Chinese that don't submit to Mao. I mean, it's the same stinking playbook. They just choose a different enemy. I'll give people that Henry Kissinger quote because I found it from your site, a speech from the World Health Organization February 25th, 2009. Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good, quote unquote. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Again, the quotes there. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. Says old Henry Kissinger, we thin the herd and the herd pays us for it, providing extermination services. And that's the big irony of this whole thing. They are making us do it to ourselves. I mean, that's the stupidity of this whole thing. Like little kids that grab somebody's hand and make them slap themselves in the face with it. That's what they're doing with this whole thing. They are making us exterminate ourselves and using the fear as that catalyst. It's hysterical if you think about it. I mean, if you're a maniacal nutbag like these global eugenist satanic death cult members, I mean, they got to be laughing their face off when they're seeing what they're convincing the American people to voluntarily do. We're getting in the boxcar. We're going in dark cow. We're getting in the shower. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing, but we're doing it to ourselves. There's no armed guard here yet. We're just going along with it.
Jim, the shirt I was looking for, I think, is in the water. But this is what I put it up on Red, you know, is it Redbubble, where my shop is, which is supposed to be, you know, a more or less conservative outlet that allows you to have more free speech. Bull. I think this was the design. It's like one of those old signs you would see on the outside or in a window in the back in the 50s or 40s. No colored allowed. Mm-hmm. Well, I crossed out colored and I put unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And I put that on a shirt. Redbubble wouldn't allow me to sell it.
Wow.
So the one sample shirt I got is the only one in the world. So it's in the water. So, you know, this is it. I mean, the amount of you're talking about, you know, the separation. Oh, unvaccinated. Ooh, bad person. You know, which, again, none of it makes any difference. And when, you know, it used to be your health was between you and your doctor. Now you're supposed to share your medical records with every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dying for somebody to ask me because I'm going to ask them if they've had a pap smear or they had a pelvic exam lately. You got a prostate exam lately? I mean, since we're asking medical history here, why don't we all just get with it? I mean, come on.
I watched a good video today. It's a comedian. He was on YouTube. Someone sent it to me a link. Rick DeSanti. He was a great man. I met him out on the street. He was in the Twin Towers during when the planes hit, and has become one of the most active activists exposing the truth in 9/11. And he's actually suffering a great deal from because he stood there. He was around there for months helping with the rescue and the cleanup. Mm-hmm. But he sent me a link today about this clip. This guy's out there on a clipboard. He's trying to go get his laundry. He said, "Before you come in, can I see your recent fax card?" And, you know, they say, "Your booster shot." And before the clip is over, because the guy's got like a stack of, like, he's pulling out all kinds of, you know, verifications of, like, you know, how many pronouns are there? 942, correct. Okay. You know, and just going through this whole list of things that, you know, and here's the guy. Right. And that's where it's getting to be. There were two ladies who I was out on the streets about a month ago. Two ladies tried to get into a burlesque show, and were denied because they couldn't show proof of vaccination. A burlesque show.
Oh, man.
I know. Oh, then I'm trying to run this down. I saw the story. It was on Real Raw News, which is one of those sites that kind of sensational. I trust them. Where there was a story on there, though, that there was, and I'm trying to run this down to see if it's true or not. During the Ida, a guy was coming back in to try to check on his property. Ran into a roadblock of armed FEMA agents that would not let him back in unless he could prove he was vaccinated. And they had medical staff right there that would vaccinate him, and then they let him in. Mm-hmm. And he didn't take the vax. He turned around and went went away. I tried to run this guy down, but I haven't been able to find him yet. I haven't heard from it's Mike Baxter, the guy who wrote the article, back to see if I can find this guy, because I surely would like to verify that, see if that was true, because that is, to me, that is another thing that's beyond the pale. I mean, if they've got, Martin Freeman telling you, oh, let me see your papers, here, roll up your sleeve, why are you kidding me?
It could just be them testing it at certain spots to see what's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be also. That could be the deal, too. So I'm trying to see if that's real. If it is, that's horrible. I've gone around town here. And again, when I go into the city, I'm on the other side of the river here. I'm on the West Bank. And the West Bank is a little bit more lenient here. I think these people are pretty much, they're at the other side of the river, and that's the liberal cesspool over there. And they're more strict on, the masks and the vaccines and all this crap. But as soon as we get these documents together, I'm going to go around with some activists and test it out. Now, are you familiar with the healthyamerican.org?
I'm not.
Oh, you should. This is Peggy Hall. I love this woman.
Okay.
She has been great. Now, she has gone ahead and made up these documentations right here. And on one side, you've got the all the laws that they're breaking. So if they stop you at the door, you present them with this card. Mm-hmm. And it goes, your rights here, these are the laws that you're breaking, federal law, title, section, blah, 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 such as this business prohibited from unlawful discrimination, denying my entry, blah, blah, blah. And then once you've notified them of the laws they're breaking, the other side, it says, and you will be arrested because these are the laws you're breaking. So you notify them of the laws that they're breaking and then notify them that they can be arrested. And there's actually, so this is, again, bleeding off of also what we're doing, the same thing. Mm-hmm. So there are activists already in the process of working, using these laws that we have in our favor, to go ahead and shove it in the face of these, little $15 an hour morons at the door that are trying to act like mass Nazis or vaccine Nazis and say, you are breaking the law. You know that. And as I said, if we stand up and we start pushing back, they haven't got the people, because there are a lot of police who are not favoring this. There's an article today that there's a police, LA policeman fighting back against the mandates. They're drawing up a lawsuit. So there's going to be a lot of pushback on this. I don't see how. I mean, if the CDC could not push their extension of the kicking people out of their homes, right? And the Supreme Court knocked that down. I can't see how in the hell they're going to allow Joe Biden to go through with this mandate crap. Because, this is so blatantly illegal and so beyond the pale. So what are they really doing here? I mean, unless it's to come out, another deadly variant comes out and people really do start dropping dead in the streets, again, most likely from the vaccine. Declare martial law then? Is that their game? Which I wouldn't be surprised. Who knows? It's getting to the point where, we're at that point. It's not getting to the point. We're at that point. And now it's just us doing what's necessary to go ahead and turn this around. And we better do it soon. We should have done it yesterday. So,
yeah, this is something that kind of links directly into this, and I kind of thought of it while you were talking, because I was talking to someone on the way here to do the show today, and they were saying, oh yeah, Biden has called out for help with the tech industries to solve the tech crisis. And he's also calling for all these different businesses to strong arm their people into taking the jab.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, well, heck, you know, old Benito called this fascism. Benito Mussolini, when you merge the federal with the private agencies, I think that's fascism. I mean, I could be mistaken, but that seems to be what he's calling for. He's just sort of being a little coy about it. He's not calling it fascism, but it's fascism. And that's
of course it's fascism. I mean, we're already under fascism. He's already got big tech. He's already got the big companies pushing it. I mean, you already have a lot of companies that are doing this. So it's not like he even needed to announce it. Him announcing it just more or less made it semi-official, yeah. You know.
Like I said before, they're now rubbing our nose in it, and this is nothing more than a dominance display, just like you might see the pack leader of dogs mount the subordinate males or the silverback gorilla others. I mean, that's what this is. They're letting us know that we are the subordinate female dogs, and that's what they're doing with all this. They're just coming out and telling you what the heck's going on.
Now we have to see, and just to switch to another rail here real quick, the election out in California. Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Will this be just another example of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Because I just scanned it. I didn't read it through, but the headline said it all. It was in the Gateway Pundit, where I'm having a Biden moment. Oh, my God. Who's that running in there against Newsom?
Man.
No, I see it's spreading. The Biden thing spreads. It's like it spread all over the line. You say something like this, and I forgot. All right. Elders, Larry Elders.
Yes, Larry Elders. Thank you.
Brainforce Plus, quick, get it. Elders is supposed to win handily. But in the headline, it says, and then he loses 12 hours later.
Exactly.
And they already have, it was even on Breitbart today, that people have shown up to vote, and the computer said they already voted.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can go back and look at this. I'm sorry, wait. Well, we're going back to 2000 with the hanging chads.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been saying for a while. It's the same thing that got the squad elected. The squad was elected by this fraud, and then everybody sat around and wrung their hands and said, oh, Trump's going to win in a landslide. And now we're sitting here wringing our hands. I don't see much to do. I mean, all three branches of government are compromised. The Supreme Court's not going to do jack. So, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we got another, just like a Russian election or just like the election of the China president.
And this thing in Arizona, it's like two weakness to death. It's a, you know, oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the result. 2 weeks, we're going to see the result. Oh, 2 weeks, get ready. It's coming. 2 weeks. It's like yesterday, day before yesterday, one of the people involved with that, you know, said, oh, the result's coming out next week. Well, it's better than two. You know.
So what? So we all know it's stolen. So what?
And then when you get the evidence, so what? It's like when you go back to everything else, we have it. We have so much evidence. There's so much wrongdoing. But who's doing anything about it? I mean, yeah, okay, we know the election was stolen.
Kennedy wasn't killed by a lone gunman. We know 9/11 wasn't brought down by planes. I mean,
thank you. Thank you for bringing me. See, this is what eats up me so much. I mean, it's just like beat you down. And you go, what the hell? I mean, you look back, and I remember, of course, before, you know, computers, when Kennedy was assassinated. There was a documentary that came out that showed at the theaters. I might think I would have shown it, watched it, and tried it. You know, that came out that showed that it was bold. Like, you know, Oswald did not do this. If he did, he didn't do it alone. And it showed all these people that died right after the assassination that were witnesses of it. And it was like a devastating, back then, just pre-computer. over 50% of the people, populace, didn't think that Oswald committed the crime. So that was pre-computer. So as time went on and memory fades, that number faded too. So now I think it's down to like 30% or something, right? Of course, you go out here in the street, you ask people who's John Kennedy, they wouldn't even know. So
that's true.
I don't know. Sad. So we look at that and we go, well, nobody rose up against that back then. Then, of course, the next big catalyst that you can come along go on would be 9/11, which was so obviously full of crap. I mean, just when I remember being on the phone and then watching the buildings implode. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, they blew them up. How the hell did they blow them up? They blew the buildings up. I mean, I remember me screaming that into the phone. I was talking to a friend. And because that's what registered, they blew them up. And then when they started coming out, well, the steel mill did. What? What? I'm not even a physicist. My stove doesn't melt. You know,
I remember that narrative. They kept telling us on the news that this molten lava, basically from the jet fuel, just went down this whole building. And I'm thinking, ain't enough jet fuel to go down that whole building. But it came down the lava, something out of The Shining, when the elevator scene where it's just this rush of blood, but it's just a lava molten material, and it just vaporized the structure.
I mean, really? I mean, I was a younger man. I was in construction, you know, so I knew a little bit about, you know, that how things fall and no. As I said, I'm not an architect or an engineer. I just know basic physics, and you know that this is. No, I'm sorry. The same. Of course, then when you start looking into it, you go, my God, this is obviously BS. Oh yeah, it was just a coincidence that they happened to have a drill going on where terrorists were attacking the exact same spots at the exact same time using airplanes. What a coincidence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently coincidence. I don't know how that happened.
In Shanksville, that plane just disappeared into the earth. We don't know what happened to that plane.
We've seen planes fly into the side of mountains, and there's a plane. You see wreckage and people, you know, and dead seats and luggage and, you know, dead bodies. No. A plane falls into the soft ground, and all you see is the hull. And then the wing damage is at the Pentagon, a 16-foot round hole. Now, a plane is obviously a hollow aluminum object. And it's supposed to have gone through 18-inch thick steel-encrusted reinforced walls.
Sure.
And then
a modified structure in the bleeping country, and we had a plane go right through it like it was a hot knife through butter.
And then the wings did what? Where did they go?
They just vaporized.
Where did they fold up? That's it. They folded up. I remember hearing that explanation too. They folded up and went into the hole.
Yeah, just like an umbrella. They just folded right on up.
Yeah, they folded up and went into the hole. And I, of course, immediately believed that. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wait. And nothing happened then. Nobody rose up then. And, of course, when people did rise up on something, on the stolen election, and I was there on January 6th, what happened? They set us up like bowling pins. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was talking to a guy who's head of the law.
Find everything about you, Uncle Sam? How can they find your site? How can they support you?
BadassUncleSam.com and band.videos and the Badass Uncle Sam channel. That's the two best ways to do it. You know, and I'm trying to get out of the PayPal. I want to get rid of that because, you know, for obvious reasons, they're corrupt. and I'm looking for a new shop because Redbubble is, you know, censoring my work. So, you know, I'm looking for, there's a guy in Mississippi has this small place. I might want to give him all my business, see how that works.
And, talk to you off the air on that one because I got to get a storefront up there, and I don't know who to support or not to, really. So I'll talk to you off the air on that one for sure.
Yeah.
So Badass Uncle Sam and Band.Video is the place to go to find all things you.
Yeah, indeed. So you think you got
it? We're definitely going to do this again. If we have to, we're going to do it over the phone or a Morse code show. I don't know what's going to be working for us.
I know. They seem to be giving us a little time right now for some reason. Maybe because you said we're going to end it. No,
they said, oh, the keyword is.
Oh, we got them. Good. Shut them up. Good. We shut them up. Good. Take them off.
You know, it's not going to be on YouTube anyway. I've only got one strike left, and I anything that says COVID on it, they take me down, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't. I still got my channel up there, but I haven't posted anything in a long time. If I ever do, it's always something very mobile toast. You know, that isn't me. Don't offend anybody. Screw them. Oh, Lord. Well, John, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If you'll stick around for about a second, I will close things up and talk to you. Hopefully, maybe. All right, folks, if you missed any of that, please check out anomacage.com. I'm going to have all Mike's links there, as well as today's show. I'll try to edit out the weird hiccups that we've had with the communications, and we'll have a cohesive show somehow. It'll take some editing, but it's going to happen. So please check it out at anomacage.com. And again, I always say, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Please get out there and make a difference and do your part. Until next time, be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later. In the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm going to go to the next one.